السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Brothers, as you would have seen, the title for our pre-Tarawih talks this Ramadan is Easy Steps to Jannah. Easy Steps to Jannah. Jannah is the aspiration of every Muslim. Every one of us desires to be granted entry by Allah through His mercy and grace into Jannah. But to earn Jannah is not as difficult as we may think it is. And that is going to be the theme of our discussion this Ramadan. Simple actions, easy actions that can secure us entry into Jannah. Now, before, the idea is to share one such action every day. But before I share the action for today, and each day this will be the format, we'll talk a little about Jannah. And today I want to talk about the different names that has been granted to Jannah. The more something has names, plurality of names is indicative of the greatness of that thing. Even with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, plurality of names, multiple names, denotes the greatness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we refer to it as Jannah. We refer to it as Darus Salam. The Quran talks about Darus Salam. Wallahu yad'u ila Daris Salam, the abode of peace. Because when you enter Jannah, you're free from all the worries and the hassles of this dunya. Darul Khuld, the eternal abode. Everything else in this dunya, you enjoy it for a while, then it comes to an end. Jannah, once you enter, you never exit. You never exit. It's the eternal abode. Darul Muqama, another description in the Quran, an abode that endures, meaning that whoever comes there will never want to leave. No matter where you go in the world, even when you go to Haramain, after a while you become a little homesick. You go to the best holiday destination, and after a while it kind of stabilizes, normalizes. But Jannah is Darul Maqama, the abode that endures. Jannatul Ma'wa, the paradise of abode, meaning that the people of this dunya, they know that this dunya is temporary, and the actual perpetual abode is that of Jannah. Jannatu Adnin or Jannatu Adnin, gardens of Eden. Eden means a place which is very beautiful. Firdaus. Firdaus is another name. It means security, a place where you're totally secure. And the last description that I want to talk about, which is mentioned in the Quran, the last name of Jannah, Maq'adi Sidqin 'inda Malikin Muqtadir, a seat of truth near the omnipotent king. Why should we desire Jannah? This is a very important point. Not because of the damsels of Jannah or the rivers or the palaces, because Jannah is right beneath the throne of Allah. And when you are in Jannah, you are the closest that you can be to Allah. That is why we should aspire for Jannah. So those are some of the names of Jannah mentioned in the Quran. One easy step to secure Jannah. A narration of Muslim, it is mentioned, one day a man was walking and he saw a few branches that were lying on the road. And he thought to himself, let me lift these branches, let me pick it up so it doesn't cause inconvenience to other people. Because of his worrying about the convenience of others, by virtue of that one action, Allah granted him Jannah. Our deen, brothers, is not only about rituals. It's not only about salah and fasting and charity and recitation of Quran. It's about your values and your character. Going out of your way not to inconvenience others, doing things to make to make it more convenient for others, is a great act in our deen. It can secure you Jannah. In another narration, it is mentioned that this man, he didn't have many good deeds. But because that one day he made intention that let me move these branches from the road so it makes it easier for people who are passing, Allah granted him Jannah. So we should try and make things easier for others. Allah forbid that we become the means of inconvenience to others because of how we park or because of how we speak or because of how we conduct ourselves. Becoming a means of convenience to others can be your ticket to Jannah. May Allah grant me and all of us the tawfiq. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله